Stouffville Council has approved, in principle, a draft plan for Newstone Development's proposal at 12,724 and 12,822 10th Line. The plan offers a mixed-use, high-density development within the Old Elm Major Transit Station area. 1,162 residential units are included, comprising 562 apartments, 548 stacked back-to-back townhouses, and 52 back-to-back townhouses. Apartment building heights will range from 6 to 12 stories, and townhouses are proposed at 3.5 stories. A total of 3,206 square meters of A-grade commercial space will face 10th Line within the apartment block. The development features 1,796 parking spaces and a public road linking the subdivision to 10th Line. Other features include parks, environmental and stormwater management blocks, and multi-use trails designed to encourage active transportation. Newstone's draft plan aims to deliver a higher density, compact, mixed-use area to support the Old Elm Major Transit Station area, MTSA, according to the staff report. MTSAs are generally defined as the lands within a 500 to 800 meter radius of a transit station, and areas surrounding a GO station are expected to accommodate a minimum of 150 combined residents and jobs per hectare. The majority of Newstone's site falls within Stouffville's Old Elm GO station land use study area. Thousands of residents are expected to move into the future community as it is developed. The lands are located just south of the Old Elm GO station, and Newstone owns property on both the east and west sides of the Stouffville GO rail corridor. The draft plan approved by council applies only to the portion east of the tracks, which covers an area of approximately 15 hectares. A conceptual site plan outlines three residential blocks comprising a total of 1,162 units across 7.1 hectares. Proposed dwelling types include 562 apartment units, 548 stacked back-to-back townhouse units, and 52 back-to-back townhouse units. Townhouses are planned at 3.5 stories. The higher-density apartment block is planned along the northern property line, with buildings ranging from 6 to 12 stories. A proposed 0.17-hectare park will incorporate the protected White Elm Heritage Tree, which gives the GO station its name. The development will also include 3,206 square meters of non-residential floor area, with commercial spaces located at grade within the apartment block facing 10th Line. A primary public road bisecting the development will connect to 10th Line and provide access to private roads within the subdivision. The plan includes 1,796 parking spaces, most of which will be underground. To enhance accessibility, 84 surface-level parking spaces are also planned. Additional site features include a 1.67-hectare park and a 0.66-hectare stormwater management block in the southwest portion of the site, adjacent to the rail corridor. Furthermore, a 4.32-hectare area along the rail corridor will be designated for environmental protection. The staff report states that the proposed layout is designed to create a pedestrian-oriented environment that prioritizes visibility and safe pedestrian linkages. Multi-use trails throughout the site aim to encourage active transportation options for residents of the proposed community and beyond. Newstone's property surrounds 12,762 10th Line, a 2.02-hectare parcel not owned by the applicant. That parcel is also being considered for development, with its draft plan application currently under review. The proposed development will provide opportunities for affordable housing, recreation, and nearby commercial and office uses, the staff report notes. It will also support densities for new housing that efficiently use land, resources, infrastructure, and public service facilities. "This development is one of the largest we've put through in a long time," Councillor Sue Sherbin said during council's discussion of the item. She emphasized the importance of keeping residents informed about developments in the Old Elm GO MTSA area and raised concerns about the potential impact of intensification on traffic and services. Sherbin also took issue with the amount of commercial space being proposed. With this comes a very limited amount of commercial, and I appreciate staff for assisting with seeing them bring some commercial to the area, Sherbin said. I would have loved to see a lot more. Mayor Lovett echoed Sherbin's desire for greater commercial space and highlighted the extensive consultation undertaken in planning the Old Elmgo Station area, which is documented on the town's consultation website. He also suggested the possibility for additional public presentations during future council consideration of development in the area. Randy Barba is a federally funded local journalism initiative reporter at Bullet Point News Stouffville.